Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi there.
Can you please introduce yourself for the camera?
Hi, I'm Mike from Furnisure. I'm the CEO and co-founder of the company.
All right. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about Furnisure?
Yeah, happy to. So we created a platform to really solve the furnishing problem. So one of the biggest challenges about moving or getting new spaces, it's a tough process. It takes a long time. You just don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is simplify the whole process for you. So whether you're moving into a studio apartment or a big 5,000 square foot home, what we do is we help you design the space. We source all the product, lay it out all for you. Once we figure out the design, we then do everything for you. So we source all the product, do the delivery setup and cleanup, and we do it all digitally online within 5 to 15 business days.
So do you lay out the product on your digital platform?
Yeah. So everything's on
our
website.
So you don't do it in the apartment or in the house?
So that's the cool part is we don't need to be in your home. So you can be in New York, Miami, LA, wherever it is. We do everything out of Toronto.
Okay.
So we design your space based on your floor plan, what your space looks like, and we do accordingly. We lay it out. We have a proprietary room planner, so we lay out all the furniture pieces to scale, plan it all for you, so we make sure the flow works, the fit of the furniture. The worst thing,
which is the hardest part.
Hardest part.
Yeah.
I was I did that in September. I was moving again. Lived on in a two-bedroom apartment on a mattress, I kid you not, on air mattress for about 2 weeks.
Yes.
Literally said one day, I can't do this. Got my co-founder and team to be able to figure it all out for me. 2 days later, I was sitting on a couch just on the ground.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So.
Okay. So your origin story is that.
Oh, this is not even like a lesson learned. This was like way back. This was like 6 months ago, 7 months ago.
Okay.
So we started the company 3 years ago.
Okay.
Again, almost like I didn't learn from my experience. I was moving downtown, didn't know what to do. Karen, my co-founder, was gracious to help me out to figure out sort of how to lay out all the furniture. And what we started with was a furniture design platform, or furniture design. Said, you know what, I'm looking for furniture, maybe we can design it all. Didn't work out, we shut that down. Then we sort of went back and started thinking about what was our real problem we were trying to solve, and it's actually doing the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
It's really challenging. It's inconvenient. It takes a lot of time. So we decided, you know what? Let's build something towards this. And fast forward 2 or 3 years later, we're here now with Furnisure.
So what kind of furniture do you use for your platform? Do you use like the user's furniture that they already have or may not have yet, or you know, a
bit
certain brand that you're working with?
Bit of both. So we work with our own manufacturers and brands. So we don't work with any retailers per se.
Mm-hmm.
If you do come with any pieces you have, like a couch, coffee table, whatever it may be, we work with that. So if you have a couch you just absolutely can't get rid of, or you love, or a coffee table, whatever it may be, we design around that.
Okay.
Typically what we do is we do work with more empty spaces. So we design the whole space for you. So it does make it a more complete experience. But we do work with... more if you have a la carte type of things as well.
Okay.
But for the most part, we try to create the entire room for you because that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
It's not the individual piece. It's finding the entire room for you.
So let's just hypothetically say that I'm moving out of college and I'm getting an apartment. Hypothetically, it's not. And I only have a few
pieces. There's no way this is a real-life example.
Definitely not a
real-life
example. And I only have a few pieces. I can go onto your platform, say what I have, and then you guys would design around that?
Exactly. So if you have a mattress, a couch that you love, you're like, you know what? I have these two things or three, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I want these to be included, but I want everything else as well.
Mm-hmm.
What we'll do is we'll design around that. And then we'll build a package for you based on what your, the studio or one bedroom or five bedroom place you're moving into, whatever it may be. And then we design that all for you. Just makes it a lot easier for you to move in with a suitcase.
Yeah. And then this
list. We don't do the clothes. Yeah.
This list of furniture that you guys designed for me, would I be able to pick and choose like, I don't really like that, or this is something I really like. I want to.
So what we, one of the things I discovered was it's not just the actual design part. It's decision fatigue.
Okay.
You end up with too many items out there. I mean, you go into a big website, you just have thousands and thousands of items in different colors, and it's just Do you go with the light gray, dark gray, or like blue, or whatever it may be? So it sounds like something you've experienced. What we do then is we try to we narrow all that stuff down. We eliminate the noise, break it down to three different choices.
Mm-hmm.
So what we tend to find is you generally like about 75% of one choice, and you kind of mix in pieces from the other two. And every so often, you know what, you're kind of like, you know what, I really don't like this nightstand, or I don't like the side table. You swap that out for something else. That's typically how we work. We go through a few revisions, but generally speaking, you get most of it done on the first shot.
Okay.
Large because we are able to put together packages that fit to your style as well as the room space. And of course,
so you
like
incorporate my style before?
Yep.
Okay.
So we one of the key things that we do is we ask you a series of questions to help you help us understand what you're looking for. Are you more minimalist? Are you more contemporary, traditional, mid-century modern?
Yeah.
Whatever it may be, we help you figure that out. Sometimes you just actually might know what that all means. I didn't, so I had to figure all that out. So as you sort of blend in, because you're not just one, you're always a blend of different things.
Sure.
As you blend that in, you start figuring out, okay, these are the pieces that I want in this style, and these are the pieces I want in that style.
Okay. Is this based on a conversation or a survey that we
Both.
Do on your website? Okay.
Both. So we have a survey on our website, which you walk through first. So it's a series of it's five questions. Once you go through the five questions, there's another proposal request where you answer questions around what you need, and you upload pictures of your items. Once we get all those pieces, we process that. So we have an algorithm that helps, and then we have a human that goes in just to make sure, like, humans are good at things. So humans go in, sort of tweak a little bit.
Perfect it.
And then we get you on a phone call where we chat with you about 15 minutes to sort of tweak all those things and gather any additional inputs you have.
Sure.
What would the entire process take? Like, how long?
Anywhere between, it really depends on how long it takes for you to finalize your design. So if you finalize your design, say you wanted it tomorrow, or you finalize the design tomorrow, we can get it within 5 to 15 business days.
Okay.
Also depends on which city. So again, I was able to do mine in about 3 business days. So it just depends. Yeah.
So he's telling you when you inevitably do this, don't be slow.
Don't be slow or reach out to furniture.
Oh my goodness. So you're a beta, so you're further along than a lot of the companies we talk to.
Yeah.
So is all of this in place? Where are you with the company right now?
Yeah, so we've been in market for about 2 years officially.
Okay.
Delivered into about 150 homes across North America. So we've done everything from Toronto, New York, LA to Kansas City, Ohio, Halifax, Nova Scotia. So we've been able to get a big range. It just depends on where you're moving to and how much you need. And that's and everything from residential to commercial as well.
Okay.
What would the price points be on some of these furniture pieces?
It depends on what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're typically 25 to 30% off retail. The typical average one bedroom is anywhere between 5,000 to about 6,000 on average. That's about a one bedroom of about 600 square feet. But it just depends on how many pieces you want in there, how big the space is.
Yeah.
Sure.
The type of stuff. I mean, we source very high quality stuff, but then you sort of like, you got everything from the fabric materials to the leather, and it just changes the price point.
Yeah, I was going to say a fabric couch versus a leather couch is a significant price difference.
Yeah. Or if you want a sleeper in there as well, a sectional, whatever it may be, it just adds up really quickly.
How detailed would your like analysis design get? Would it go into, you know, like pictures or something, for example, you know, like a painting or something on the wall? Like how in-depth would you go in design?
So it all depends, again. It goes back to what you're looking for. So we typically focus in on the core furniture pieces. So this is, again, big pieces, beds, sofas, all that.
Sure.
When you want to dive deeper into decor items, we can definitely do that as well.
Okay.
It depends on the project. So we typically do that for bigger projects. For smaller projects, it just depends on what you're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah,
for sure. And so as a beta at Collision, what are you hoping to get out of the event?
A lot of it is just a great exposure. We want to be able to get out here, chat with investors, chat with potential partners. Mm-hmm. We're from the Toronto ecosystem. We came out of an accelerator out in New York called Metaprop. So one of the big things is how do we make sure we integrate back deeper into the Toronto ecosystem, but then also on the global, on a more North American scale.
Sure.
And it's always cool to be able to be in a high traffic, big event like this and just feel the energy and really see what others are doing. A lot of cool ideas out here, and you just want to see what's trending.
It's one of our favorite parts about Collision is the ideas that you hear and like the excitement that everybody has. It's very different than most of the other conferences we go to. There's a passion in here that tends
that
to get
lost.
That
we love, first of all.
Yeah, it tends to get lost by the time people start doing trade shows.
Yeah. And definitely was one of the things about Collision is that you sort of run on a high for the next 4 days. So I think I'm on like 3-4 hours of sleep, and you just kind of like you sustain that over the next 4 days.
Yeah.
Especially when you add in all of the after-hours events.
The after-hour events is that, I don't know if you're out at opening night last night, but the pub crawl was a fun time.
We were right here.
Setting up. Yeah.
Setting all this up.
Doing the good things.
It is what it is. It's actually the first time we've ever actually gotten to see the center stage from where we are. Normally it's far enough away that we can hear the boom from the music.
Right.
And that's about as much of Collision as we experience.
We're always a little bit close to the Q&A section. So it's not.
Yeah, this is a cool stage to come hang out at.
Yeah.
Because they get done over there and they come over here and answer
questions.
I like
questions. These inside tips.
Yeah, this is a cool stage. The center stage guys come and do Q&As afterwards.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. So this is a cool place to hang out. Well, if people want to find out more about your platform and possibly follow your journey or even engage you on a project, how can they do that?
Yeah, I mean, check out our website, furniture.com. You can follow us on Instagram as well, Furniture. And Twitter, we are @Furniture. We're on LinkedIn as well and Facebook. So love for you to follow our progress. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Emails, general inbox is @Furniture.com. And we definitely see all the emails that come through. So happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us today.
Thank you for having
Obviously,
me.
You've excited one of us with your platform for
sure. I mean, it was a hypothetical.
Yeah, totally.
Hypothetically.
You have hypothetically gotten her attention.
Happy to help if I can.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.